Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The landfall process of severe cyclonic storm Remal was completed between 10:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. in the intervening night of yesterday and today. This was revealed by Habibur Rahman Biswas, head of the Alipur Area Cyclone Warning Center. The system would continue to move nearly northwards for some more time and then north-northeastwards and weaken gradually into a cyclonic storm by today morning. The forward part of severe cyclonic storm Remal had entered the land between the Sagar Islands of West Bengal and Kepupara in Bangladesh with the wind speed of about 110 to 120 kilometers per hour at around 8:30 p.m. last night. All the districts of South Bengal, including Kolkata, witnessed storm and heavy rains under the influence of the cyclone. Many roads in Kolkata were waterlogged and several trees were uprooted. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting in New Delhi on Sunday to review the preparedness for Cyclone Remal over North Bay of Bengal. Amid rising heat wave, the Ministry of Health has advised employers to take essential heat safety measures at the workplace. In a social media post, Health Ministry said, from providing hydration stations to scheduling outdoor tasks during cooler hours, let's ensure our workers stay cool, healthy and productive. The ministry called on employers to provide proper drinking water facilities at the workplace. Sharing the tips, ministry said, schedule strenuous and outdoor jobs in cooler times of the day and increase the frequency of rest breaks. It also advised employers to train workers to recognize symptoms of heat-related illness. Exposure to extreme heat can affect health, ranging from rashes to serious and potentially fatal health problems such as heat exhaustion and headache, feeling dizzy, dehydration, and breathing problems are the common symptoms of heat-related illness, said the ministry. The government has issued directions to telecom service providers, TSPs, for blocking incoming international spoof calls. In a statement, the Ministry of Communications informed that fraudsters are making international spoofed calls, displaying Indian mobile numbers to Indian citizens, and committing cybercrime and financial frauds. These calls appear to be originating within India but being made by the cyber criminals from abroad by manipulating the calling line identity. The ministry said that these calls have been misused in recent cases of fake digital arrest, FedEx scams, drugs or narcotics in courier, impersonation as government and police officials, disconnections of mobile numbers by DOTs or TRI officials, etc. It noted that, together with the Department of Telecommunications, the TSPs have devised a system to help identify and block incoming international spoofed calls from reaching any Indian telecom subscriber. The Assam Rifles yesterday organized a donation drive as part of the Merry Life Initiative program at Mogokchun district. The Assam Rifles troops and their families also conducted a donation drive distributing household items, clothes, stationery, shoes and other essential food items to care and support orphanage home Chungtia. A security meeting was also conducted at Fakim village, Kifire district on 26 May. Hamas says it has launched a big rocket attack at the Tel Aviv area in central Israel. The Israeli military said at least 8 rockets were launched from the Rafah area in southern Gaza and several were intercepted. No injuries were reported. The attack, at the first time in nearly 4 months at Hamas has attacked central Israel, comes as Israel carries out a military operation in Rafah, defying a ruling by the UN's top court. And in the final of IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad, SRH, by 8 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a paltry target of 114 runs by SRH, KKR scored 114 for 2 in just 10.3 overs. For KKR, Venkatesh Iyer was the top scorer with an unbeaten 52 runs, followed by Ramanullah Gurbaz, who scored 39 runs. Earlier, SRH won the toss and elected to bat first. SRH were all out for 113 runs in 18.3 overs. For SRH, skipper Pat Cummins was the highest scorer with 24 runs. For KKR, Andrew Russell scalped 3 wickets. Mitchell Starc was declared player of the match. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.